putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I got on you.
Thank you for spending your Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 30 years. It is the first Saturday of the month. It's the 8 o'clock hour, so we're talking farm fresh, and today we're talking eggs because it was the closest Saturday to Easter that all lined up. Next month we'll be talking beef. June we go into dairy, so then we got a little span here of agricultural products that go into animals. Up to this point, it's always been the produce side of it, so it's a lot of fun talking animals. But the Farm Bureau and what it does for consumers in general. You know, we all know that our food comes from farmers, or at least we kind of assume that people know that. But what the Farm Bureau does for the farmers and also connecting that to the consumer, talk just a minute about everything that the Farm Bureau does and some of the other programs that y'all...
Romy, we have a program from almost every generation and every interest. But at its core, Arizona Farm Bureau is an advocacy group. So that's what's really important for us. But when we connect with our consumers, some of the ways we're doing that is with Fill Your Plate, which is our online directory of direct market farmers and ranchers, fillyourplate.org. And we've had it since 2007. We have recipes. You can do a mobile search on all of the farmers markets throughout the state. In fact, it's probably one of the most aggregated directories of our farmers markets in the state of Arizona. So you have that, the recipes I mentioned, and then the farm and ranch products where some of our farmers and ranchers are selling to you directly. But we also have a women's program. We have a young farmer and rancher program. And some of these programs can serve you whether you're into farming or ranching or not. We have a membership for our associates, which are non-ag, which is $59. And then, of course, the price, there's a price differentiation if you're a farmer or rancher, and then also it's broken out by county. But so we have all these special programs. Another one of our really unique programs that we have is the Ag in the Classroom, and obviously we're reaching out to our classrooms K through 6 specifically, but we go all the way through high school and college. And one of the neat things and why it's so special to have one of the Hickmans in the studio with me is the fact that they've partnered with us on Ag in the Classroom. And I'm going to let Charmin tell the story because I think she tells it better.
Well, our portion comes into the Ag in the Classroom under the Cardinals Farm to Football program, where you can actually, a teacher can download the curriculum and show every student where their food comes from. So we're eggs. Each month, October, November, December, there's a different commodity, just like you do here. But the teachers can show kids K through 12 and collegiate level where their food comes from. We had milk and dairy. We have beef. The cotton farmers. We had citrus. So the students know they get a different idea and an accurate view of what is actually happening on the farm, ranch, and how that product gets from our the chicken to your hand. And so the journey is it's the complete process. It hits everything to do with their STEM. It's state compliant with education standards. And it has a unique feature that the kids, because we are efficient in how we produce a very fresh product, we're able to give back. And so we urge the kids to bring in pennies. And those pennies go to fight hunger within their community because they know that one in every four students in their classroom is classified as a food insecure home in Arizona. So they're actually bringing pennies to stop hunger in their own classrooms.
It's been a really great program in its second year, and we're heading into the third year this coming fall, and the children are so enthusiastic about participating.
And in this farm to football, is there any statistics? I mean, how many eggs do the Cardinals go through at breakfast before game day?
If you are lucky enough to go into the Cardinals training program, their bodies are machines. And we partnered with Marcus Golden this year, and he was telling the kids he relies on his body to stay competitive. So nutrition and exercise are the two primary pillars of how he keeps healthy and how he keeps supporting his family. So it is, you can go in there and they tell, in boards, they tell them when they should be eating their protein and according to their activity levels for each day. It's that scientific with a pro athlete.
And he does like his eggs, so.
He likes them scrambled, by the way.
So we were covered on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's agricultural in the classroom as a just an offshoot, one of the many services programs that the Farm Bureau.
We launched the program in 2007, and we've been able to aggregate and scale it every year, just like farmers do when they're good and efficient, thinking of how many eggs or hens you guys started out with. But this year we'll probably have reached more than 100,000 students in the classroom, students, teachers, and parents. And each year we set a goal to try to exceed that. And with these partnerships that we have, like with the Hickmans and this Farm to Football, it allows us to go way beyond what we could have imagined because of funding, because of just partnering with them, some of the things that they do. And for Charmin, I know her and her mom, it's always been a priority that we really get ag in the classroom because we're three, four, five generations separated from having been on the farm. Charmin and I can say we grew up on a farm, so we get it, we know it. But most of our average Americans today don't get that. So it's become a priority for the Hickmans, and specifically Gertie and her mama and Charmin.
Now, what is this you've brought in here?
Well, we're coming up on Earth Day, but as you know, with farmers, every day is Earth Day and being responsible with our resources. So you are looking at a, by the way, Cardinals label, but that is a 100% PET container. It is the only egg brand that is packaged in 100%. You see a different combination of recycled materials in the other packaging, and that's three water bottles out of a landfill protecting our oceans and our lakes.
And this is something that y'all have just started to produce?
Well, first, second, third generations in this. We're getting better and better. We're very responsive to our customers, saying they're flimsy. But, you know, our nephew that's running it, Brandon, he's a millennial, and he is dedicated to just listening to customers, giving them what they want, just like the rest of us older people in the family. But he wants to go with responsible packaging. And we're improving that. So when customers say, hey, it's kind of flimsy, the whole point behind it is you can see through it. So we don't touch the egg from the hen to you, and we like for consumers not to touch it. So you can see through it without touching it, because we're going to blame it. Most of the breakage happens at the grocery store when people are opening and touching. So we don't want, they're tamper-proof. We don't want you to touch those eggs. Trust us. You can trust a farmer.
So by seeing through it, you can see that there aren't any broken, both top and bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 100% recycled from the local landfill?
Local municipalities, and we urge everybody to use those recycled containers and pick up those water bottles when you see them, because it's not just the oceans. We have issues in our fresh water, so we all have to work together.
And I will vouch, I'm one of those consumers that always thought I needed to open the carton and check to make sure they weren't broken. When I use that package, the clear packaging, I don't open it. So you need to tell your nephew, Brandon, that he did good.
That's right.
So it started with eggs. Then we've got fertilizer. Now we've got recycled
egg cartons.
What else could we possibly be coming down the line next?
Well, I think my brother would want an egg in everybody's refrigerator on the planet.
Global expansion.
That's right. So we're learning. We remove the chickens from the cages and listen to the science behind it to keep them happy and still hitting that natural production curve. So we learned several new things about our own hens, and now we're into our fourth generation running the show, and they believe in it. So we're able. It's farmers sticking with it, and you know, there's many people that aren't our brothers or sisters out there. There's a lot of people, over 1,000 people, are able to call this a living, and they're proud. They're part of the 1% of us feeding the rest of us.
And if ever you have any questions about learning some of the things that Charmin said today, we always encourage people to go to our website, azfb.org or fillyourplate.org. The Fill Your Plate is our consumer-facing website. But also, like us at Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau, because we have a whole video section, and one of the sections goes into some of the things that Charmin was talking about, which is the health and nutrition. It's one of the most economical proteins that a family can purchase, and that's a big deal to have such healthy protein and then know that it's so economical. So it's good for our pocketbooks too.
Now there's countless types of breeds of chicken. What is the majority of the Hickman hens?
The majority is a white leghorn. They're the most efficient layer. So our brown hens are, you know, they're a crossbreed of a Rhode Island Red and a white leghorn. So we get a brown egg, but a very efficient laying hen.
And so the egg color has nothing to do with anything other than the breed type.
That exactly. But consumers will tell us that they taste a difference in the egg. And we offer that. We're all about choice and affordability for the consumer. So if they want brown eggs and they say that they taste better, we are not the judge of that. We want to supply it.
Now, we've got about 2.5 minutes left to finish up this segment. Is there any direction you want me to lead it into?
I just encourage our Arizona families to go to fillyourplate.org for nutrition content. We're posting blog articles 3 times a week. And we're constantly updating our recipes and adding more. Most of the recipes, by the way, come from our farmers and the ranchers. But even if you don't have time to go to Fill Your Plate, just join us on Facebook at Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau, because we're posting a weekly video. And obviously most of that has to do with our Arizona agriculture. We feature a lot of times our families, like the Hickmans, and get to tell their story in a real special way. Tell it in 90 seconds. It's kind of hard sometimes when you think about how much history you have, but we're telling our Arizona agriculture story.
And many of those, when you're talking about a family, they're like the Hickmans, fourth generation, or maybe not quite four, but second, third. I mean, not something you can cover in 90 seconds.
No, it's very hard. One of the families that we featured, if their kids go into ranching, the Smallhouses, you met them, Andy and Stephanie Smallhouse, if their kids go into the ranching, that will be the sixth generation. So we do have some of those families that are even 6 and 7 generations. And that's what makes it so special. So, yes, how do I tell their story in 90 seconds for today's millennial that might want a quick hit on understanding what Arizona agriculture is? Well, we're trying. We're working it at every angle that we possibly can. We're listening to the Brandons of the world, by the way.
That's right.
That's Friends of Farm Bureau?
Yes, Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau is our Facebook page. And we also have a Fill Your Plate Facebook page.